A lot of people say this is a complex issue, and I don't disagree that it does have complexities, but there are solutions that are positive and are on the table that need to be addressed and that we're ready to roll up our sleeves to do so. And, you know, people who are unhoused, people who are struggling with mental health or addictions need help, right? And quite frankly, they needed help years ago, and the help wasn't there. And so when people cannot find the help that they need, they can't find housing, they can't find mental health or addiction supports when they need them. That's the key point, is that if there's a long wait list, like we're seeing here in Nipissing now, where people have to wait over a year for mental health services, or they have to travel out of town to do so, that is a barrier to service, and it will impact people. They will not continue to find those supports if we keep adding barriers. We're seeing here in Nipissing, if you look back, the overdose rates are nearly doubling almost every single year. And that these are people's lives and families that have been torn apart due to this. And it's poor drug policy. And addressing that drug policy and making sure that the stigma is removed from policymaking decisions and people can get the help that they need when they need it. And we are planning on addressing these needs by, you know, hiring, recruiting, and retaining healthcare workers for the North, making sure in particular with healthcare, mental health care and those practitioners, bringing mental health care under OHIP, dental care under OHIP, making sure that people coming to the North are well-versed and they have mentorship programs so that they stay in the North. Because we can keep talking about sending people to specialists in Toronto, but what we really need is making sure that people have the supports they need right here in Nipissing. We will tackle opioid and overdose issues with overdose prevention sites and consumption sites. We will remove that cap. We will also make sure that treatment is available readily within our local municipalities and that people have the supports they need when they need them.